Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Going Deeper with God Bible Study Series. This is part 4 of the Bible Study Series. And my goodness, we are just so excited about just what God has been doing through this series. And I pray that it has been blessing you. It has certainly been blessing me to even just minister and be a partaker of the messages and even just the research and the study and just the time with the Lord and just the deposits and the downloads and the impartation. I am so grateful that God would see fit to entrust us with this Bible study series. I mean, part 4 in the whole entire intent is for us to draw closer to God, for us to look at each aspect of pursuing the heart of God through various spiritual practices and what I would like to call disciplines. We talked about pursuing God through prayer, through reading and studying his word, through worship. And now we're talking about pursuing the heart of God through fasting. Let's just open it up in a quick word of prayer and let's dive right in. So I believe before I go into prayer that what I'll do is just kind of start the discussion tonight in this part. And then for next month, part 2 will be pre-recorded and released. Part 2 will be pre-recorded because next month is our time of strategic consecration as we prepare for our May 27th worship summit. So we will not be having any lessons or anything else for that month as Minister Kia, myself, we just prepare, posture our hearts, continue to sit with the Lord, finalize messages and what the Lord really wants to do through that time of gathering, of corporate assembly. If you have not registered for the 2023 Women of Grace Worship Summit, you want to register because of what the Lord said he's going to do. So you don't have to come for me. You don't have to come for Minister Kia. You don't have to come for the anointed worship leader. You come because you know that God is going to move in that atmosphere, that as we lift up, hallelujah, an atmosphere of worship, that God is going to move. And the Lord has promised, he has spoken and said that as we lift up an atmosphere of worship, that there's going to be healing and deliverance that are going to be released, oh glory to God, to his daughters who have been crying out for deliverance and for healing. God is going to honor and answer your prayer in that sanctuary as we lift up that our worship unto the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But that's only those daughters of his, are my beloved sisters, who come in expectation, who come in faith that God is going to shift some things in the atmosphere, that chains will be broken, hallelujah, that strongholds will be dismantled in the name of Jesus. So if you have not visited Eventbrite to register, run on over right now. You can still listen while you run on over and register. Registration is free. Grab a friend, say, listen, friend, listen, sister in Christ, listen, neighbor, listen, colleague, I'm going to drive up to Delaware. I'm going to drive down to the neighborhood church, whatever it looks like for you all. And I'm going to attend this worship summit. And I believe that we'll be blessed. And I believe that you'll be blessed. And invite a friend and just expect God to move. That's the season that I am in. I am in expectation that every time I gather in the midst of the Lord and gather in the name of Jesus Christ, that he's there in the midst and he's going to move. So amen, amen, and amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, God, we just worship you, Lord. We thank you, God. Truly, there's none like you, God. We thank you for this series, God. We thank you for who you are, God. We thank you for being the great deliverer, God. We thank you for being our redeemer, God. We thank you, God, that it is in you that we live, move, and have our being. God, we thank you that you are the God of our salvation. Oh, glory to your name, God. So help us, God. Help us to have greater intimacy with you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So I thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Have your way during this series, God. Continue to just minister to our hearts, God, as we desire a close relationship with you, God, as we desire to be just be known by you, just intimately, God, not know of you, but know you intimately, God. So we thank you, Lord. We honor you. It is in your name that we pray. Amen and amen. Amen, amen, ladies. So we are going to talk about, we're going to start tonight's conversation with talking about fasting. And fasting, it is a Let's start with first by talking about the biblical definition of fasting, and we'll talk about why we should fast. We'll also take a look at improper fasting, and then we'll look at the four types of fasting. Part two, we'll talk about the five spiritual benefits of fasting. So first of all, let's look at the definition of fasting. So in the Old Testament, the word for fast was tsum, T-S-U-W-N. And I may very well not be pronouncing that correctly, but that it, the Old Testament word for fasting literally meant to cover the mouth. So in the New Testament, the word fast is derived from a Greek word, which also refers to self-denial. So when Jesus began his public ministry, Jesus did so with an extended fast of 40 days. So biblically, fasting was abstaining from consuming both food and drink. And so one example of many was in the book of Esther. So if we know the story of Esther, we remember that Esther was facing, in Esther, right, there was a decree that went out that was, if Esther had not intervened, it was going to result in the destruction of the Jews. But Esther requested that what? That the Jews fast for her and with her as she prepared to go before the king, because it was not lawful for her to go before the king unless she was summoned. So she literally had to risk her life to make this decision, to make this courageous decision to say something to the kings in order to the king, excuse me, in order to save or intervene for her people, because we know that although she posed as a Persian, she was actually a Jew. She was Hebrew, right? And so she requested that the Jews fast for her and with her as she prepared to go before the king. And she told Mordecai, go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan and fast ye for me and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. So she asked them to fast for her as she was getting ready to make a very, very courageous and bold decision that could have cost her her life, literally. That is how strict it was in the biblical time as it related to the king and the king's women. Even though that was his wife, she was the queen, it was still unlawful for her to go before the king unless she had been summoned. So we know, if you know the story, you know that it ended up being a very fruitful decision. They fasted for her for the 3 days, nights, and day. And again, biblically fasting, there was no food nor liquids, right? We know that it's a little different today. We'll get into that when we talk about the four types of fast. So let's just talk about why we should fast. So let me just start with this fact right here, this point right here, that when we fast, so let me just start with this point right here. And excuse me. And so, and the point is, so as we were talking about, so again, so when we fast, we are fasting. Let me rewind. So biblically, fasting was abstaining from consuming both food and drink. And as I just shared, we saw that example in the book of Esther, where Esther requested that the Jews fast for her as she prepared to go before the king. So now we're going to look at, in this first part, the only thing that we're going to start in this discussion for this first part, as I mentioned earlier, is just we're going to talk about the biblical definition of fasting, which we did. We talked about it in the Old Testament and the New Testament, what the word meant and what it looked like biblically and how Jesus fasted for 40 days before he began his public ministry, right? And fasting is ultimately, in the New Testament, it refers to self-denial. In the Old Testament, it literally meant to cover the mouth, right? So biblically, fasting, again, for those who just joined, was abstaining from consuming both food and drink. And we saw that in Esther as one of the examples when Mordecai gathered all the Jews and they fasted for Esther upon her request for 3 days, right, and nights. And so we're going to talk about in this part why we should fast, the improper way of fasting, and then we're going to look at the four types of fast. And part two, which will be pre-recorded and released next month as we prepare our hearts for the worship summit. Woohoo! If you have not registered, please register for the worship summit. We are, oh my goodness, God has spoken about what he's going to do in the atmosphere, as I shared earlier. So he said it's going to be an atmosphere of healing and deliverance. So we are definitely going to come in expectation. So Minister Kia and myself and Demetria, who is the anointed worship leader. We are just posturing our hearts that we will be strategically consecrating next month for the worship summit. And so in part two of this, which will be released next month, we'll look at the five spiritual benefits of fasting. So first, let's look at why should we fast? So I want to start with this because I think it's always important when we talk about why we should do anything related to a spiritual discipline, we have to always check our motives before we do anything. Because we may be able to fool man, but the Lord searches all hearts and understands every intent of thoughts. So that means we need to make sure that we are doing the right things for the right reasons, because we could be doing the right things for the wrong reasons. So we need to even have a heart check. And I think that this is part of what God's going to do as we think about fasting in this season. So there's a couple of things we have to ask ourselves. Why am I fasting? Is it to draw me closer to God? Is it so that the Lord may search, examine, and purify my heart? Is it to be more sensitive to the voice of the Lord? Is it to increase the Lord's presence and power in my life? Or is it solely for me to get something out of God? Promotion, spouse, accolades, wealth. If our reasons for fasting are only and solely for us to get something out of God, then we should repent and ask the Lord to redirect our focus and seek his guidance and his wisdom and his understanding on how to fast in a way that brings him honor and glory. Because fasting is not about what God can do for us. It is about what God can do in us in preparation, what he can do with us and through us for his glory. Now, I want us to make a caveat. It is nothing wrong with fasting in preparation for marriage. But if the only reasons why we fast is because we're trying to see God do something, a miracle in our finances, God, we want you to do a miracle in my body, then we are, our intent or our motives may not be pure. And it may just be annoyingly. I mean, we just have always fasted in a way that we thought was the only way to fast. And so this is the Lord introducing all of us to the true reasons and the spiritual benefits of fasting. And it is not to get something out of God. It's not to move the needle or to push God's hand in anything. That doesn't work anyway, but it's not solely for us to get something out of God. The ultimate goal of fasting is to turn down our plates, to increase our sensitivity to the voice of the Lord, right? It's to turn down our plates so we can cultivate a greater intimacy with the Lord. So when we turn down our plates, meaning we decide to abstain from food, it literally is denying our flesh of the physical sustenance. So we'll feel our flesh wrestling with us, right? I mean, and if we're new to just to fasting, you don't have to try to start with a full day. Start where the Lord is leading you to start. If he's telling you to start with a half day, start there. But either way, what you'll see is, and what we'll see is that the physical hunger that we will encounter, we're going to now use that as an opportunity to deny our flesh of physical sustenance so that we may feed on his word. So every time we feel those hunger pains going, because they will, and we feel like, oh my goodness, this is, oh Lord, I'm starving, my head is banging. We redirect our focus to God's word. We put on worship. We begin to sit with the Lord. We begin to journal. We begin to tell the Lord that I'm going to make it through this fast, God, because I want to hear from you. I want to be closer to you. So we don't focus on the hunger. We don't focus on the hunger pains. We don't, because it is real. It's real if you love food and if you love to eat and love to try new foods. I mean, I know I love foods and love to like try different foods and go to different places to eat different things, but I love the Lord more. So I'm grateful that the Lord has allowed me to cultivate a discipline, and it's still not where I want to be. I want to be fasting a few days a week, right? Right now, I'm 1 to 2 days a week. And that's because I have, by God's grace, incorporated it as a spiritual discipline. So not just 3 days here or the Daniel fast, and we'll get into the different fasts, but we want to cultivate a relationship with the Lord where fasting is a part of our spiritual discipline. So we fast once to twice a week because we want to draw closer to God and we want to be more sensitive to his voice. And we will find that as we turn down our plates that literally we will have an opportunity to feed on his word, but we have to be intentional. So it's not just turning down our plates. It's not just abstaining from food, but it's more prayer. It's increased reading, worship. It's being in his presence. So if that means if you're working while you're fasting, what does that look like for those who work while they're fasting? They don't work at home. They work in the office. That means early in the morning before your workday starts, you're feeding on God's word, right? Instead of coffee, we're having water. And we're feeding on God's word. During lunch, we're not having lunch, the physical lunch. We're feeding on God's word, right? So we're literally replacing physical sustenance with spiritual sustenance. Because it tells us that man cannot live on bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. That means, in other words, right, contrary to popular belief, we cannot live on physical sustenance alone. Not those of us who are believers, right? In other words, what good is it if we are nourishing our bodies on a daily basis, but not feeding on the word of the Lord? Right. So that is what we'll find, that as we get more into the habit of fasting, and there might be people on the line who fast often, it becomes a beautiful thing, because you know that God is purging us. He is purifying us. I know one of the things that I pray while I'm fasting is just for the Lord to burn away anything in me that's not like him. That's a fervent prayer. And I pray that while I'm fasting, because remember, it's fasting and prayer. They go hand in hand. Some things we are asking to be delivered from. God, I need your help in delivering. God's saying, if you pray and fast, hallelujah, you might see my hand move in delivering you in this area. Oh, glory to God. Because the word of God says some things only come out by prayer and fasting, right? So we know that God moves through prayer and fasting. And again, there are many different fasts that we see for people who are preparing to be married. I am certainly going to go into a season of intentional prayer and some fasting as I prepare for marriage, but it is not fasting for the Lord to do anything in terms of like for me. It is God to prepare my heart and to prepare me and to prepare my husband to be for this union and for this holy matrimony. So it is not me trying to manipulate the Lord into doing anything. And that's where we have to be careful as believers, because I've heard many, many believers that are fasting in a way that is really borderline manipulation. So we want to be very, very careful. And that's why the Holy Spirit had me start with our heart's posture. Let's always check our motives before we do anything. Because the Lord is going to know why. He's going to know the real why, even if we say it's something else. He knows the real why. So I'm going to pause there to see if there's any comments from those that are on the line as we just dig into the topic of fasting and why we fast and just why I'm fasting in a way that honors God. I'll open it up, see if there's any comments.
Praise the Lord, Minister April. Can you hear me?
Yes, hey, sis.
Praise the Lord. Yes, and I'm agreeing with you, because I used to fast, and I used to fast the wrong way, and meaning the wrong way, just for personal things for me, that I think that I need the Lord to do for me. But for those who don't know me, I'm Sister Lorraine. I'm the head usher of the neighborhood church that Minister April attended. And I have to learn to fast a different way from September the 30th last year, when the Lord revived me from a stroke and a seizure I was having at work. And the only thing that saved my life there was the word of God. And the word of God came to me while I was in the bathroom having a seizure that I never had in my 44 years of life. Actually, I was 43, then 44. I never had before. The word came to me. I was on a toilet seat, and the word said to me clearly, you shall live but not die to declare the word of the Lord. And so I keep saying that on the toilet seat until one of my coworkers overheard me, and know that I normally not say stuff like that. I came to my rescue. Well, I say that to say that since then, the Lord has called me into a fasting lifestyle. And so now, when I fast, even though I have some medical conditions that hinder me from fasting the way I wanted to fast, because as Minister April says, sometimes you got to do after. So because of me on medication, life-sustaining medication, I can't go the old way. I try once and I end up into the hospital. So the Lord showed me wisdom there. Said I can fast, but if I don't have to fast the whole day, thus cooperated in my life. And I just want to say, since I have corporate fasting and fasting for God and not for me, He has opened my doors to many things. One of the examples I'm going to give, before Minister April lost her mom, the Lord had implanted me in her life, and just to prepare her. And certain things that I didn't really want to tell her, but the Lord allowed me to tell her because she needed to be prepared. And the first thing the Lord brought to my mind was an old song that I've learned like 20 years ago. And the song says, He's preparing me. And so I, at the meeting of the Holy Spirit, I did send her that song. And that song ministered to her. To say that the Lord, when you go to the Lord and you're fasting and you're asking God to show you Him, to improve your spiritual life, not for you, but for His glory, He's going to show you things. He's going to put things in your heart for people like you never would have done or prayed for before. Because all you were thinking about is yourself. But when you take self, or hallelujah, when you curb self and curb self and put self under subjection, and the only way you can do that is through fasting and praying, as what Minister April said. And so I'm noticing for the last few months of praying, oh God, have used me. Sometimes I'm scared to tell people what the Lord said, but when I finally release it, it comes through. There's a lot of stuff I can tell you that the Lord showed me that I finally, even when it looks like it wasn't gonna work out, even when it looks like the promise that God tells you or show you is not gonna work, all you have to do is trust the word and believe that the Lord said it, because if the Lord said it, He's going to prove it. And that's all I want to say for those who are struggling with fasting and struggling with prayer. Just start like an after day. Start, do baby steps. Because before we, when we just accept the Lord doesn't give us heart food. He starts us off with milk. And then after we grow more in Him, He gives us more. So even if you got to start off with an hour a day, for those who just started. If you start off an hour a day, like the 15 minute praise, 30 minutes reading the word, you can do another 15 minutes of listening to music, gospel music, and then the last 15 minutes you pray. Because what we're trying to do is make prayer more essential in your life. So you're going to do more praying than and reading the word, then you do music for those who are just starting off. But as I said, just take baby steps and watch how God blew your mind. Because right now He's blowing mine, and I'm saying, Lord, I used to, as I said, I'm an usher. I used to use the word, I used to tell the Lord, I'm just a doorkeeper. Who am I? Who am I to go tell ministers, like Minister April or Minister such and such, who am I to go tell them that, thus said the Lord? But if you humble yourself, He will use anyone, even you. So that's just my few points on fasting. and what the Lord has done for me.
Amen. Amen, sister. Yeah, that's just that. That's just so powerful. You have such great encouragement for those who are on the line, and then those who are going to listen to this replay. Yeah. So, as Sister Lorraine said, start where you are. The Lord will meet you where you are. It is not about, you know, fasting the longest. It's not a competition. We're in competition with no one. Start where you are, and the Lord knows your desire. And fasting is a muscle, just like prayer is a muscle. It has to be built. So I didn't start off fasting, you know, 2 times a week. It has taken me, you know, time and maturity to get to this place. And so it'll be the same for those who are new in fasting as well. But either way, the Lord will meet you wherever it is that you are, in your 2 hours or your half day, like Sister Lorraine said. And she made a good point. So if you have medical, you know, health issues or health, you know, things that you're wrestling with, consult your physician or, you know, consult the Lord about how to fast, because we certainly aren't, you know, instructing you to fast and in a way that's going to be contrary to what God is showing you in terms of your health. So, but yes, yeah, so just so much has been shared. And that's the beauty of like sisterhood, because people can just share what God is doing, encourage one another. We can share, and we can share our experiences as well. And so as Sister Lorraine said, fasting should be a lifestyle. It, as believers, and I think it's what I have seen. This is a observation makes comment. As Sister Lorraine said, what I have seen is that most believers are fasting just for what God can do for us. Most of us are fasting in a way that we just want God to do something for us and not in us. And so I believe that God just wants to change our mindset in this season so that we can truly, as Sister Lorraine said, be blessed. And walk into spiritual riches. So often we are focused on the financial riches. The Lord gonna pay my bills. He gonna pay my rent. He gonna give me this car. He gonna give me this man. He gonna give me this house. I mean, the same old things that are really like lightweight to the Lord. But we're talking about spiritual riches. We're talking about peace and joy and wisdom and revelation and sensitivity to the Holy Spirit and being able to speak the word that he's given us and being able to speak the encouragement that he's given us, being able to minister in the way where we know it's the Lord and the Holy Spirit flowing through us because we've been fasting. And it's just a different level and a different, I'll say, anointing that comes when we pray and when we fast and for the Lord to do something in us. Oh, it is just so beautiful. And so as it has been said, fasting should be coupled with prayer and reading. It should be coupled with prayer and reading. It's just not fasting just to fast. It is fasting with prayer and with going before God, reading, praying, talking to the Lord. It doesn't need to be as you're starting out reading chapters and chapters. You can meditate on a verse or two, talk to the Lord about it, roll it around in your head, let the Lord minister to you. It is truly about God. Our focus should be on God. Our attention should be on God. Our affection should be on God. And also, please know that as you're starting to fast, the enemy is also going to turn up in your life. So that's how we know that we are doing something that is spiritually fruitful, because we will be opposed. So you're going to start to see things happening around you in the atmosphere as you're trying to focus on God, but block it all out. You tell Satan, you rebuke him in the name of Jesus. You tell him where he must go, which is back to the pits of hell where he came from, because you're going to fast. You're going to draw closer to the Lord. You're going to begin to use your spiritual artillery, because because the enemy is certainly going to, he's not going to let you peacefully fast, but that's okay, because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Right? But mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So we are taking captive every thought, and we're making it obedient to the word of God. Right? And so we thank the Lord for the spiritual weapons that we have, because again, as we fast and anytime we desire to do anything that's going to draw us closer to the word and closer to our King, it is going to be a fight, but the battle is already won and the victory is already ours. And so I'm speaking from experience. This week has been intense warfare. I've been fasting yesterday and today. And so it has been intense, but God, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So now we're just going to look at a couple of ways that you can improperly fast. And as Sister Lorraine said, most of the time it's just lack of knowledge. So it's just, we don't know. This is just why we believe we should fast. And so it's not necessarily that we are intentionally like fasting in a way to dishonor the Lord or fasting in a way that is unacceptable to God. It is just what we believe that we should do. It's what we may have been told. People may have said, you need your rent paid, fast. Fast and pray. Ask the Lord to pay your rent, right? You need the new house? Fast and pray. I mean, so sometimes it's just because we don't, it's my people perish for lack of knowledge. So sometimes it's just the lack of knowledge. And that's why we just pray for wisdom and knowledge and understanding. So there are a couple things the Holy Spirit wanted me to talk about improper fasting. So one, that is.
Hey, April.
Oh, yes, Donita.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
I wanted to say something about, you said the spiritual warfare like turns up. So when I'm fasting, when that happens, like my flesh rises up, like anger, frustration, anything like that rises up, I turn those into prayer points. And I've noticed that the more I fast and when something comes up and I turn it into a prayer point and I ask God to remove this from me, remove this spirit from me, remove this anger, this lust, remove the desire to want to take a drink instead of handling something another way, because that's how I used to cope with things. I used to want to drink or smoke weed. But when those things come up, I turn it into a prayer point. So now I don't have those desires anymore. And it's just amazing how, like, at one point I didn't see a way of coping with things any other way. But now I'm like, okay, it doesn't even come up. I don't have any desires to do the things that I used to do to cope. So fasting has really helped me to overcome those strongholds.
Mm. Yeah. Amen. That's powerful, Donita. Yeah, that is powerful. And that's exactly what we do. We cast them at the feet of the Lord. So we actually, because every spirit is subject to the authority of Jesus Christ. So like you said, as you begin to, because that was a spirit, I think it's usually frustration and irritability and things like that for me to try to come up. And it's like, I have to like, woo, okay, Lord, not today, Satan. Satan, I get behind thee, you know, I have to really lay those things at the feet of the Lord and ask the Lord to come in and really help and really come in and intervene. And so that's powerful that even turning those into prayer points and beginning to pray proactively against those things when they rise up, because our flesh, it is real. Spiritual warfare is real. So we'll have a study on that, but it is real, it's real, it's real, especially as we pray and fast. But again, we have the victory. And as Donita shared her praise report, the things, and we all have a praise report about fasting, but as Donita has shared, there are things that she has had that she was wrestling with, and there were strongholds that have been broken through prayer and fasting. And that is precisely what the word says when the father brought the demon possessed boy to Jesus to heal. And he said, some things only come by prayer. In fact, so some things we're only going to be delivered from, and some things that are only going to be able to be removed from our lives through prayer and fasting. And I think that's the part that many of us as believers, we either struggle with, we just don't understand, or we just don't desire to do. So I pray that with this recording, this replay, as it's shared, that it really, really opens up our eyes as believers to the discipline and the benefits of prayer and fasting. So that's a powerful, powerful testimony. It is really powerful. I'm telling you, it's bigger than, and some people say like fasting from social media, and that's not a, yes, there's benefits to refraining from social media. Absolutely. There's definitely benefits from refraining from television. Absolutely. But if we are not, fasting and abstaining from food and prayer, in addition to those things, then it's not having the full effect as it would if we decided we're going to pray and fast and not get on social media, pray and fast and not watch television. So, and again, there is some benefit to deciding not to get on social media, deciding not to get on watch television, to get in the word, but we're talking about praying and fasting, abstaining from food, liquids only. And we're going to look at four different types of fast. So there's no one's judging anybody who says they're going to fast from social media or they're going to fast from television. There's benefit to that, but the full benefit comes when we add on abstaining from food and anything other than water, and praying and going before the Lord and turning down the television and the food and the plate. So we do all of those things at once is when we really truly begin to see God move in our lives. So the worldly way of fasting, the improper way of fasting. So the world has creeped in, and this is what he does. This is what the world does. They try to pervert anything that is beneficial to us from the word of God. And so the world has tried to creep in and infiltrate our minds as to the reasons why we should fast. I've heard believers say they're fasting to lose weight. I'm sorry, that it's not fasting, is not a spiritual fasting, is not a weight loss tool or strategy. Not if we're doing it for spiritual reasons. We may lose weight maybe along the way if we do a 21-day fast or a 40-day fast, but we should not be doing fasting as a mechanism to lose weight. We have to check our intent and check our motives. And I've heard believers say that they're fasting to lose weight. And so intermittent fasting, those are physical. That's a physical thing, things that you do to help control like your eating and the way your body's moving. That has nothing to do with fasting for God and for spiritual reasons. It's not a two-for-one special. We're not like, oh, I'm fasting for you, Lord, and I'm fasting to lose weight. No, we have to check our heart and check our motives. The second thing is, I can't stress this enough. God just keeps on saying it to me. It is not a manipulation tool. We cannot go to God and say, okay, God, I'm fasting, and now can you send me my husband? I'm fasting, so now can you release my rent money? I'm fasting, so now can you do this for me? It's our motives are not pure, and it is not a means to manipulate God. First of all, he cannot be manipulated. He is God. He is sovereign over all things. So let's not even play ourselves, and let's not be deceived, because he cannot be mocked. So if we think that we are doing anything for the right or the right thing for the wrong reasons, we can think again, because God sees straight through it. It is not a manipulation tool. And this kind of just grieves my heart a little bit, but because you see it happen so much across the body of Christ. So I'm just so praying that there'll be just awakening and understanding and insight into our hearts and minds as believers as to how we fast in the way that honors God. We cannot manipulate God, period. Not through fasting, not through prayers. We cannot manipulate the Lord. Fasting is also not a means of detox. Physically, it is a means of spiritual detox. But if we are fasting because we want our bodies to be cleansed and we just want to feel healthier and we want to feel more energy, that's not a spiritual fast. That's not a spiritual fast. Again, check our hearts, check our motives, right? Fasting is a spiritual benefit. It is a gift and it is a discipline. I would say it's a blessing that turns our focus away from food and on to the Lord.
Can I say something to April?
Yes.
Oh, so I'm going to talk a little bit about losing weight. I lost a lot of weight since the my stroke, and I didn't really pray for losing weight. I prayed to get a deeper connection with the Lord. I prayed that I told the Lord I want him more than anything. And if it means for me to lose weight so I can do his will, not mine, to do his work, because in order for us to be soldiers of Christ, we have to do some footwork. We have to walk, we have to go out and knock on doors. And if we are not healthy enough to do that, then it's kind of cloud our judgment. But what I'm trying to say is, when you seek God and seek God for him, whatever stumbling block, hallelujah, an idol, because when we put anything that we put before the Lord without spending time with the Lord, it's a stumbling block and it's an idol. So without putting our weight or our body every time we go before the Lord, say, oh Lord, I need to lose weight because I need a husband or I need to do this. All you have to say to the Lord is, Lord, I want to be fit for your kingdom. I want to be fit to be used by you. And that's what I pray. And thanks be to God, I've lost over 100 pounds. And I lost it just like that. We're not even really recognizing that I lost so much weight until I go to the doctors and they start to weigh me. And the first thing that they said to me is, how did you lose this much weight in such a short time? And I told her, I said, because seeking the Lord first, I put God first now before I do anything. And by seeking God, God knows the desire for our heart even before we ask him. And because it's my desire is to be fit for the Lord. And don't worry about paying your rent. that's another thing that I can tell you about. If you're faithful to God and stick to his word and read and fast, the Lord will pay your bill.
Amen.
He will pay your bill. Sister April, as a witness.
Yes.
When I had stroke, I was out of work for 4 months. But my electric was never cut off. My rent was never piled up because God is faithful in what he's done for him. And if you seek him with all your heart,
thank you, Lord.
A cattle on a thousand hills belongs to him. He said all the riches of this world he holds it in his hand. So why would we go to God asking, complaining about paying their bills? He is a provider.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord.
He is a God that heals.
Thank you, Jesus.
So whatever you need, whatever the thing that you are lacking, let's use that lack and that faith to worship.
Thank you.
Yeah, it might sound like Sister Lorraine is crazy, but I know what God has done for me by putting him first, by seeking him. This year for 2023 is one of my best lives so far because what? I depend on God.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm talking to you as someone that just lost a job. But I am worried because guess what? God is a provider.
Yes, yes.
So I use time when I'm not working to do ministry, to do whatever he calls me to do. That's why I was able to be on this prayer call tonight, because if I was working, I couldn't have been on it.
Yeah,
the last time she had this meeting, I said, Lord, you know my desire is to be on that prayer call. And he will answer your prayer. He will provide. Because I'm not lacking, sisters. I'm not.
Hallelujah.
Devil, as what she said, the devil is going to come at you. That's a brief testimony. We have a church man that was purchased from one of our bishop students from Princeton. We had that van for over almost 5 years now. We have that van. And since I started to fast and pray more, and even Sunday when we was on our way to church, the Holy Spirit told me to stop and we prayed. Don't you know that the devil is mad when you consecrate and when you turn your life fully over to the Lord? You see, he made me lost my job on April the 8th, one day after my mom's anniversary of losing my mom. And the Lord thought that, the devil thought that, oh yeah, she just mourned the death of her mom. Now I'm going to make she lose her job. I wasn't the first one that told me I lost my job. I walked out there, shake everybody's hands that I worked with, and I came out. Now Sunday, we're coming from church. This lady runs right into us, rear-ended us. And where she hit is where I was sitting. But thanks be to God, we have 8 people on that van, and only one person went to the hospital.
Amen.
Only one person went to the hospital. Right now, our church could be mourning, but because of the God that we serve, he is a protector, he's a provider. When that lady hit me, all I could hear me say in that van is, hallelujah!
Thank you, Jesus.
The whole day, that's all I've been saying. Hallelujah. Even when I got on the group, I didn't say nothing. I said, all I can say is, Lord, hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Because he is worthy.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. In that Bible study, my bishop said to me, Sister Lillian, how did you get here? Because we don't have no van to take us. I said, Bishop, I think I lift to the train. I took the train, and then I took a lift here. Because, well, I'm hungry. I'm thirsting. After the Lord. I want more of him. Not for me to be famous, but for him to be famous. For him to get the glory.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah. And my sister, the Lord always is coming to tell you, you ain't going to be worried about no drink no more. Because you are turning over to him. The one that does get that testimony. You're not going to want to take a drink or a smoke no more. Your drink and your smoke is going to be the word of God. And you did the right thing. The Holy Spirit said you did the right thing. You turn it over to him. And the devil ain't going to use that no more to come against it because you have overcome that.
Hallelujah.
You have overcome that.
Thank you.
So now he has to come up with some new tricks. And he will come up with some new tricks.
Yeah, he will.
But I pray, and I keep you in prayer, and I pray that whatever he comes up with, you'll be able to withstand. And the only way you can withstand is by using the word of God.
Yes.
Because that's the only way we can make it. Jesus is God's son, and he had to use the word of God of the devil after he fought, fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. He came with food. And what did Jesus say? Man shall not live by bread alone.
Yes.
But everything proceeded out of the word of God. So yes. If Jesus used the word, then we have to use the word.
Yes, thank you.
In order for us to know the word, we have to study the word. We have to know the word.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Thank you so much, Sister Lorraine, for that powerful exhortation. Yeah. And that word of the Lord for Donita, she put in the chat. Praise God. Amen. Thank you. Yeah. So God is speaking. He's so good. And Sister Lorraine, yes, thank you for just the testimony and the praise reports and just God is faithful. Like you said, when we put him first, when we seek him with our whole heart, we're going to find him. And blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. So there are promises for us as we hunger and yearn and desire and crave the Lord. Oh, he's going to meet us. Oh, it's going to be the sweetest thing we've ever known. It is the most beautiful, beautiful relationship. It's such an honor and privilege to just be in the presence of God, just to bask in his presence. And so I think that's the piece that many of us as believers, we're missing that desire and longing for the Lord, for that relationship, not for what he can do for us, but seek ye first, right? The Lord and the kingdom of God and his righteousness, right? And then all the other things, they'll come. God will make sure that we have exceedingly abundant beyond anything we could even ask or imagine. And Sister Lorraine, your testimonies have been encouraging. And I think we've all just seen the Lord just, move mountains and do miracles and do things that only God can do when we seek him first. So God is just, he's speaking loud and clear. So I pray that this, the recording, as we come to the end of this part, so we just do a recap. We want to ensure that we are fasting for the right reasons. And we've even talked about just even what happens when we fast. So for those that are new in fasting, you are aware of what is going to happen, but it has already been spoken that as you are fasting and as the opposition comes, because it will, then we use the word of God as our weapon, right? That's our weapon. That's the sword of the Spirit. So that is what we use. We say it is written, and we begin to confess and proclaim the word of God and speak back even aloud if we need to against the enemy and against the voice of the enemy. The other thing that was important for us to note was it was already said, start where you are. Start small. Don't look to the left and right to see how other people are fasting. Look unto the Lord for guidance and direction for how you should fast in this season. What your time frame looks like. Seek God, seek the Holy Spirit, and he will help you and he will still meet you in whatever fast that you do, a half day fast or a partial fast. There's a full fast where you drink only liquids for a certain number of days. Some people do the Daniel fast where they don't eat meats and sweets and breads. I don't, that you see people do the Daniel fast usually at the top of the year. It's usually with the church. There's a 3-day fast, which can be a full fast, a Daniel fast, or some people give up like one item of food. So for some people, they may give up, you know, coffee or things that they really desire more than the Lord, because for a lot of people, they crave caffeine. They feel like they have to have caffeine. It keeps them going. It gives them energy. It gives them life. But they don't understand that once you release that, leave that at the altar, that obsession or that desire for something that is other than the Lord, for to fill a void, then we can truly allow God in to give us energy, to fuel us. See, we once we get just all that the beauty of the Lord and the relationship and the benefits of his presence, oh, glory to God, we won't need the caffeine and the coffee. We won't have to yearn and crave for those things for it to do something that it cannot do anyway. So then we have the partial fast, which is, you can do a partial fast from like midnight to 3 o'clock, or some people do it from sun up to sundown, and you can decide whether you're going to do a full fast or give up. You know, the Holy Spirit leads and guides us in fasting. We just have to work in tandem with him, and we have to have the right motives. We have to have the right motives, because it is less about the way that we fast, meaning the time frames and that, and more about why are we fasting? What are we trying to do in our fast? What is it that we want the Lord to do? Let me say it differently. Through this time of fasting, do we want the Lord to purify us, to cleanse us, to search us, to examine us, to remove anything that is not like him, to purge us? Oh my goodness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the Lord to actually move through us, for the Lord to deliver us, as our sister has talked about, where the strongholds have been dismantled, and we've all been delivered from something. And those who may not have yet to be delivered, oh, glory to God, then I believe that this is your season, hallelujah, of deliverance. If you seek first the things of God and the kingdom of God in this hour, hallelujah, if you yearn and crave for him instead of food, instead of sex, instead of food, instead of alcohol, instead of drugs, then I believe the Lord will begin to release and free you from the stronghold of addiction. Oh, I'm speaking to somebody that's going to listen to this. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I thank the Lord for what he is doing. And so, ladies, we're just going to close out. We're all just going to pray. I just feel the spirit of prayer. Hallelujah. Upon this place. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, hallelujah. Glory. Oh, glory to your name, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Jesus, yes, for what Lord. You're doing, God. Thank you, Lord, only God. You could have brought this lesson forward, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Only you could have allowed Donita and Sister Lorraine to even share and minister to their sister, to all of us, God. I thank you in the name of Jesus for yes, what Lord. You are doing in our hearts and minds in this hour. In the name of, oh, God, name of Jesus. Oh, God, you are delivering your
yes,
daughter.
God. So yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
God, I thank you, God, that the strongholds that once Hallelujah. Kept us bound, they shall be no more in the name of Jesus,
Lord.
As we turn down our plates, we will turn up the sensitivity to your voice, God. Hallelujah. As we turn down our plates, God, Hallelujah. We will begin to even see relationships.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, ungodly relationships.
Yes,
oh, God,
Lord.
Some are in some ungodly relationships
yes, Lord.
And soul ties that have to be broken.
Yes, Lord. Break them in the name of Jesus. Yes, God. Break those soul ties in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord God.
Of Jesus, God. So
yes,
I thank
Lord.
You, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory, for what you're going to do in hearts and minds in this season, God. But how you're going to free minds. Hallelujah.
Thank
God.
You, Lord.
To heal hearts, God, in the name of
yes,
Jesus, God. So we bless your name, O Holy
yes,
One.
Lord.
We bless your name, O Righteous One. We bless your name, the Great I Am.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Oh, we
thank you, Lord.
Out, God. We
thank you, Jesus.
We pray and fast.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Because we have been
yes, God. Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for the liberty,
thank you, Lord.
God, that we can walk in because
yes,
we're the spirit
God.
Of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Have your way, God. Have your way, God. Have your way, God. Yes, Lord. Let your will be done, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God.
Yes, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Out of a fornication
relationship. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for deliverance, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Break every stronghold, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
To a woman that you are calling us to be, dear God.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. I just can pray as they are led. Glory
yes,
to God.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank hallelujah. You. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for every stronghold that you are breaking, Lord God, out of our lives, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the deliverance of our children, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we can worship you, Lord God, that we can consecrate ourselves to you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we can seek you first, Lord God, and that you add all the things of the kingdom to us, Lord God, with your righteousness, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for your power, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for revealing yourself through us as we submit ourselves to you, Lord God. We submit our will to you, Lord God. We submit our life to you, Lord God. We submit everything in our life to you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that our life is a testimony, Lord God, of your goodness and your mercy and your grace and your power and your love and your kindness, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for who you are in our lives, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that when others see us and speak to us, they will see and hear you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you use us as your vessel, Lord God, to save others, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that our powerful testimony save others, Lord God, because they know, Lord God, that if you can do it for us, you can do it for them, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your power. For your presence, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We bless you, Lord God. We honor you, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Get all the glory, Lord God.
Yes,
God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, glory to your name, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes,
thank you, Lord.
You're doing a new thing.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lose hearts, God. Men are to pray and not to faint. Help us, God, not to faint, God. Help us not to grow weary, God, in the areas that we've been travailing, God. We've been praying, God. We've been crying out, God. I thank you for the turnaround. Oh, I thank you, God, as the song says that at the midnight hour, God, that even as Paul and Silas, God, at midnight, they were worshiping you, God. That you released that of us.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for the chains that will be loosed in the atmosphere right now, God. Even as the replay is played, God, that the anointing will fall fresh on the hearers,
yes,
God.
God.
And that
hallelujah.
The chains, Lord of us, say, would be loosed in the
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
Every word cursed.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, God. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
God, I thank you, Lord.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
You are more than enough. You
yes,
are
God.
You are the
hallelujah.
Apple of my
hallelujah.
Eye.
Hallelujah.
So you are my beloved daughter. You are
yes,
not
Lord.
More than you know. You
hallelujah.
Are chosen. You are mighty. You
yes,
are
Lord.
So you are victorious. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
You are chosen vessel.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, God.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
How the turnaround place, dear God.
Yes,
Lord, thank you, Lord.
As the topic was going deeper, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, dear God.
Thank
Lord,
you,
God,
Lord.
Understand, dear God. Lord, God, I pray for every household, dear God. Lord,
yes.
God, I come for generational curse.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
God. Hallelujah. Those who are fighting generational curse.
Those yes, Lord.
Say that they won't go be nothing, dear God. Lord God, I come before you right now. I'm binding up in the name of
yes,
Jesus.
Yes,
Lord, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Okay, whatever it is, thanks, whatever it is, whatever is not alike to you, dear God. Lord
yes.
God, we put before you, dear God.
Thank you, Lord.
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 With your word, be equipped with
yes, God. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Seek. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
To win against the
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
On this line tonight, dear God, will we get a test? Some way, some oh, from you, dear God. But
thank
Lord,
you, Jesus.
Can you say we are overcoming?
Thank you, Lord.
Are we overcome by the blood of the Lamb?
Yes,
yes
Lord.
Mm. Thank God. We're overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Your blood, the blood, the blood.
Hallelujah. Thank
yes,
you, Lord. Jesus. Thank
the
you, Lord.
Of sin.
Thank you, God.
Blood covers everything.
Jesus. Yes, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I will put in the blood of every
old. Yes, God.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Israelite, dear God, when the death angel was passing, you told us to put the blood on the doorpost.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Because right now I apply the blood, not the
blood. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
The wall of God, we come with, we sprinkle, we paint, we wash, we whatever you do, we do, dear God, with your blood, dear God.
Yes.
Because the blood is there.
Thank you.
As I was doing my devotion today, God, as I was seeking you, dear God, the personal time, dear God, this song came to my mind, all old songs. There was one who was willing to die in my sin.
Thank you, Lord.
To the cross. You took my sin, Lord, to the cross.
Yes, God.
Sin, dear Lord. That took all of us on this life, sin, dear Lord.
Yes, God.
Yes. And you, it was nailed to the cross.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you that you were willing to die for a sinful, wretched person as the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So I might have right to the tree of life. And I might have right to come to you boldly.
Thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
And Lord God, we don't take that right for granted, dear God. Lord God, we pray that our family members, anyone that's connected to us, dear God, even when we go on, even if we are the bus, cars, wherever we are, dear God, let you be seen.
Thank you, Jesus.
And let you be seen. Let a crowd gather. And when the crowd gathers, when we tell of your goodness and what you have done, let us not put self, but let us preach you. Let us lift you up.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Can be glorified.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Your name can be honored.
Yes, Lord.
As we close out, dear God, dismiss us from this for this gathering, dear God. But don't dismiss us from your presence.
Yes, Lord.
As we want your presence more than there's as much that if you ever need it. The Lord before is sure we need you now, God. We're living in the last days.
Thank you, Lord.
People are hungry and thirsty for you, God.
Yes, Lord.
Let's go out here, God. And be that light in darkness.
Yes, Lord.
Pray for the city of Philadelphia. I pray for the city of Delaware. I pray for the city where every member of the prayer line is, dear God.
Thank you, Lord.
That may be because of us, dear God, that city is blessed. That city may turn to you, dear God.
Yes,
Lord. We come against violence in our school, dear God, for her
children. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Lord. Hallelujah.
We told me to pray on behalf of the children, dear God. Lord God, I don't know what school shooting is about to happen, dear God. But Lord God, I pray that you will touch that individual.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Because that's all we'll be hearing is shooting everywhere. Young men and young women are losing their
lives.
But you said when these times come, we should look up. Because the redemption is right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Cover her young people, dear God. Cover your young people, dear God.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I pray for those who are about to go to the club tonight to prostitute themselves, dear God. Lord God, I pray for those who are about to go to the bar, dear God, to get a fix. Dear God, God, I pray that you'll be with them, dear God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Yeah, God, let you be the woman of the well.
Thank
you. Water, so she was thirsty.
Hallelujah.
But she came for the physical thirst. Hallelujah. But she went away with the spiritual thirst. She went away with living water flowing up in her spirit, in her heart. So she said, come see a man. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tell me everything about God is not this because. So I pray that our cities will have a revival like it was in Asbury, dear God. That Asbury revival is still in my spirit.
Yes, Lord.
It's not
in Asbury, dear God. It can happen in Philadelphia. It can happen in Delaware. It can happen in New Jersey. It can happen in New York. Because you are the same God yesterday, today, and forever.
Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, God, you are worthy.
In Jesus. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. Ladies, thank you. This has been, oh, the Lord is, whew, oh my gosh, he's met us. The Lord is so good. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So I know that people who listen to the replay will be blessed. I'll share it. I'll share it in the group me. I'll also share it via email with our Women of Grace ladies. I'll let people know that it is available. And yeah, so people can be blessed by the Spirit of the Lord that was with us on tonight. So love you, ladies. And so part two is going to be pre-recorded because I will be consecrated next month for the worship summit, which will be at the end of the month. Donita, are you driving up?
I'm not sure if I'll be able to yet.
Okay.
I've been praying about it. When I saw the email, I started praying about it. So
yeah, because that's where you're in Virginia, somewhere from
Southwest Virginia.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. So yeah, whatever the Lord leads you to do. So Sister Lorraine, I know you'll be there at the church. So all right. Well, ladies, all right, love you both. And to those who are listening to the replay, oh, I know that the Lord has blessed you even with the replay. So we thank you. We thank the Holy Spirit for just wrecking us completely tonight. We just thank him so much. So all right, ladies, love you. Have a good night.
Love you too. Good night.
Good night.